And I want to chat to Sean Mendes, who is an aviation consultant, an airline executive, a man who looks at these things. Sean, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right. Your view, is this sustainable, what SAA are going to try and do from tomorrow?
You know, that is a, well, it's a 16 billion rand question, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I'm not really a fan of a subsidy forever program, which SAA has been so far. So I'm not overall bullish on the whole SAA version 2 to begin with. However, if they are going to start operations right now with the assets they have, they're probably doing it the right way, which is a conservative entry into markets that are pretty low risk. You know, as Simon was just saying, markets like Harare, Lusaka, Maputo are in the top five regional markets from, you know, from South Africa. I think Windhoek is the only one missing from that list. They will get a bunch of that business traffic in those markets, because face it, South African Airways is still viewed as a premium brand in those markets relative to the competition they'll be up against. I mean, you know, the only real competitor they're going to be up with those is an Airlink in some markets and Fastjet, in the Harare market. And importantly for them, they're also going to be able to provide feed to the other Starlines carriers and interline partners who are beginning to increase their flights in Johannesburg. So, you know, for Lufthansa, for, you know, all the other partners which have historically had partnerships with South African Airways and have had to scramble in recent months to get markets, to get partnerships back with airlines like Airlink and Semair, South African Airways is a much more historically experienced in providing this feed through interline baggage connections and so forth. And I think they will win a lot of that business back. So they're doing it the right way, but is the destination really reachable? Well, that's a question.
Now, I'm confused as to how they're managing to do this because the strategic equity partnership, the whole new ownership structure, is not yet finalized.
Yes, and that's a very curious thing because, you know, one of the key questions that would have been raised when this whole thing moved forward was, is this actually going to be a, you know, a new approach to an airline, as in allowing a private sector partner to make the decisions, or is it just going to be more of the same with a private sector partner there in name alone? And the fact that they are beginning the airline startup without the participation of the private sector partner, either from a financial standpoint, which means that all, everything going on right now is at taxpayers' risk. And again, without management input, the entire management team, everybody, in fact, every employee has been appointed by the government shareholders, and their representatives in the board. So certainly it raises questions. I think the private partner has definitely made the right sounds. They're reiterating their commitment to the deal, but they're also making it very clear that the deal is not yet a done deal. So maybe they're a bit, you know, they're rushing into this to get things moving because of external market conditions. Again, as Simon said, you know, it's something that you can't wait forever for this to get done. And unfortunately, transactions like this, especially when government is involved, tend to take a very long time.
Sean, clarify that for me. Are you saying the new equity partners are not involved in this at all, or they just haven't fronted the money and they're doing the management?
The management is definitely appointed by the board, which is fully government appointed at this point. So, you know, Thomas and his entire team are legacy South African Airways employees or board appointees at this point. So there has not been any management input from the strategic partners. And in fact, I believe they've even put out a public statement to that effect that, you know, while they are still committed to the deal, they're not yet involved with things.
This is a very, very strange set of affairs. So will they have to start again? I mean, this is old SAA, and at some point there's meant to be a new SAA. I suppose the way to put this is, if you were flying, would you make a booking 6 months hence on an SAA flight? Do you think they'll still be going in 6 months' time?
I'm probably optimistic about 6 months from now. If you change that question to a year, I may be a little more reluctant at this thing. I think, you know, definitely there is momentum now. I think, you know, they're doing it. if the goal is to get an airline up and running right now, they're doing it in a reasonable manner. They pick the right routes. They pick reasonable aircraft. Certainly, there's been a lot of labor issues in terms of selection of the staff, but that's an entirely different issue. So there, it will be a safe airline in all likelihood. It will be a professional airline, and it will be probably a cost-effective airline at the beginning of its operations. Now, how that will continue as it continues to grow, I know there's been talk about a new fleet for the airline and so forth. This is not things that they're going to be able to fund with the, well, it's a tiny amount of money from an airline perspective that the strategic partner and the government are contributing to it. And I don't expect them to be making any sort of profits. So how is that going to carry on, you know, once the taps run dry in 6 to 8 months from now? Well, we're going to have to see.
Shaun Mendes, thank you very much indeed. Aviation consultant and expert talking there about SAA. I've had a WhatsApp saying SAA taken to the skies again last year when the world locked down. My visiting Australian family's flights were cancelled. A refund or vouchers were promised. To date, no communication, no reply to their numerous emails, nothing. Plenty of people in that boat. Will the old SAA tickets be held to be valid? Will there be refunds? I would have thought there has to be if this is the old SAA and not the new SAA. I don't think they can draw a line under those tickets. We shall see.